You're listening to an AppleViz podcast.
Hey AppleVizzers, Tyler here with a demonstration and walkthrough of some of the new features in macOS Big Sur. If you've been following some of the mainstream tech news regarding the release of Big Sur, you've probably heard a lot by now about the interface redesign, and if you're a voiceover wondering, if you're a voiceover user, you're probably wondering, you know, what does this mean for me? I've been using Big Sur for a while now, and I can say that voiceover works generally the same in that the concepts from version to version, from, say, Catalina to Big Sur, remain constant. And the interface design that is often referred to is primarily visual. Now, one exception to that I found is the increased prominence of the Actions menu. Although macOS has had an Actions menu for a while now, it has gained increased prominence in Big Sur. And I can demonstrate this most immediately. I'm on my desktop, and I'm using the up arrow.
Dropbox alias.
Use the down arrow.
Action, G Drive Mobile USB-C volume. Actions available.
Actions available. If you use iOS and iPadOS, that phrase will sound very familiar to you. So I'm going to access the Actions menu with VL command space.
Actions menu, two items.
And use the down arrow.
Open.
Down arrow again.
Show menu.
And those are the only two options in that particular menu. But I'm going to press escape. And if you're using a Mac that doesn't have an escape key, press function tab instead.
G Drive Mobile USB-C volume. Actions available.
And keep in mind that the show menu action is actually the same menu that you would get to if you pressed VO Shift M. So at first it can seem a little confusing because you have both the Actions menu and the standard contextual menus. And as a general rule, I've found that in apps that have been on macOS for a long time, like Finder, Mail, Safari, etc., the contextual menus generally work as they always have. And the Actions menus feature most in apps ported from iOS and iPadOS, like Catalyst apps. So a good thing about that is, like, say, with the Messages app, the actions in the Actions menu are the same or similar as the ones in the rotor on iOS, providing a sense of consistency once you memorize that keyboard command and normalize it to your everyday use. Moving on, one sort of mainstream feature is the revamped Notification Center, and that does change some things for VoiceOver. So I'm going to open it now with VOO, with Control-Option-O. It's a new shortcut.
Notification Center, window, scroll area.
So I'm going to VO right.
Edit widgets button, widgets grid.
VO left.
Notifications list.
Notifications list.
Notifications list.
And those are the three elements in the Notification Center. So I'm going to interact with the notifications list with VO shift down arrow.
In screen time, 2 days ago, weekly report available.
So that's my screen time notification.
2 days ago.
Hey, VO right.
Weekly report available. Your screen time, weekly 2 days ago.
And that happens to be the only notification I have currently. And to interact with this notification, I'll just press VO command space.
Actions menu, two items.
And this menu only has two items, but
show menu.
Show menu.
Close.
And close. And that's the equivalent of clear or dismiss on iOS.
Close screen time.
So now that notification has been dismissed. And for other types of notifications, like for example, messages, you can use that Actions menu to reply directly to the message from Notification Center. So I'm going to get out of this notifications list.
Out of the.
And VR right to the widgets.
Widgets grid.
Widgets. Now, here's where things get a little interesting, and it seems to be an area where Apple could do some work on this. There's much room for improvement. But if I interact with this.
In widgets, grid, calendar, widget.
This calendar.
Weather, widget.
Weather.
Stocks, widget.
Stocks.
Screen time, widget.
And screen time. So if I interact, so if, for example, if I go to the weather widget.
Stock, weather, widget.
And interact with the shift down arrow.
In weather, widget. Cape Elizabeth, 39 degrees Fahrenheit, partly cloudy, high of 41 degrees Fahrenheit, low of 34 degrees Fahrenheit. Cape Elizabeth.
And that's the only information displayed in the widget. And I can hit the edit widgets button if I stop interacting.
Out of widgets, grid.
And VR right.
Edit widgets button.
VO space.
Search text field.
And that's another thing while I'm at it. Notice how when I hit a button with VO space, any element activated in macOS Big Sur, instead of the classic press announcement, it now does the iOS style double tap sound. So just keep that in mind when you're using Big Sur. But I'm going to VO right.
Image, calendar, image,
calendar,
clock.
They're unlabeled images. I don't know exactly what these are.
Notes. Image, photos.
Photos.
Podcasts.
Podcasts.
Image. Reminders.
Reminders.
Image. Screen time.
Screen time.
Image. Stocks.
Stocks.
Image. Weather.
Weather.
Widgets. Grid.
And then widgets. Grid.
Widgets. Grid. Up next. Keep track of your upcoming events and meetings.
So that refers to the calendar widget, which apparently is selected. But if I stop interacting.
Out of widgets. Grid. Weather. Image. Stocks.
And go to stocks, for example, hit VR space. If I go back to the widgets grid.
Image weather. Widgets grid. In widgets grid. Symbol. View price quotes and track performance of a symbol throughout the day.
So stocks is displayed and the description of that widget is displayed. But as of the time of recording, I cannot figure out how to add widgets to the notification center. There might be a way, but I'm not sure how that's supposed to work. Or it could be a bug. I don't know.
Out of widgets grid.
So I'm going to get out of that. I'm going to VR right again.
Widgets grid.
And this is a second widgets grid with the existing widgets I have added in Notification Center. So I'm going to interact with that with VR shift down arrow.
In widgets grid calendar widget.
And the calendar widget, I'm going to VR shift down arrow on that.
In calendar widget, six items minus button.
Minus button. That's to delete the widget. So if you want to delete a widget, you just focus on your existing widgets, interact with the widget you want to remove, and hit minus. So that's basically an overview of the Notification Center. Again, I think it's an area where Apple has some work to do. But I think it could be a very useful feature, particularly if third-party developers take advantage of this and add more interactive widgets. So I'm going to get out of this with Escape.
Finder.
And
Finder.
Now
desktop.
I'm going to demonstrate the Control Center. If you use iOS, you're probably well accustomed to the Control Center. It's an area where you can configure some basic parameters without needing to dive into settings. Control Center on macOS has the same objective. And you access it through the menu extras. There is no keystroke, as far as I know, to access Control Center. But I'm VOM twice.
Menu extras.
And VO left.
Siri. Control Center, menu extra.
Control Center. I'm VO space.
Application, Control Center, system dialog. Music, Wi-Fi, selected, toggle button, music, Wi-Fi, selected,
Wi-Fi, that's, yeah, Alex just seems to mispronounce that for whatever reason. I'll be all right.
Do not disturb, toggle button.
Do not disturb.
Bluetooth, select.
Bluetooth.
AirDrop, selected, toggle button.
AirDrop.
Keyboard brightness, button.
Keyboard brightness.
Screen mirroring, toggle button.
Screen mirroring.
62.5%, display.
That's my display brightness, apparently.
62.5%, sound volume, slider. 62.5%, sound, AirPlay audio, toggle button.
AirPlay audio.
Actions available, music. Play, button.
And notice how these all have actions available. So if I go over to AirDrop, for example.
AirPlay, 62, screen mirror, keyboard right, AirDrop, selected, toggle button. Actions available.
If I press VO space on that, that'll just turn it off because it's selected. That seemingly implies that it's on. But I have a little more granularity, so I can customize it with through the Actions menu, similar to how if I was using iOS, I would use the Actions rotor to expand controls in that Control Center.
Actions menu, two items. Show details.
Show details. I'm going to use that.
AirDrop, checkbox. Action, contacts only, selected, toggle button.
Contacts only.
Everyone, toggle button.
Or everyone.
Everyone, toggle.
And if I wanted to turn AirDrop off.
Contact, AirDrop, checkbox.
I would just do that through this actions checkbox. Available. Or I would simply not even need to go into this action, into the show details view. I would just VO space on that control to deselect it. And you can configure what appears in Control Center in System Preferences. You just go to Dock and Menu Bar. So I'm going to get out of Control Center now.
Finder.
And there are a bunch of different things that can be configured in Control Center. I'll just give an overview.
Finder,
I'll go to System Preferences.
Menu bar. System Preferences. G Drive Mobile. System Preferences. System Preferences. App. Desktop. Dock and Menu Bar. Button.
Dock and Menu Bar.
Loading Dock and Menu Bar. Window. Toolbar. Dock and Menu Bar. Table. Dock and Menu Bar. Dock and Menu Bar. Image. Selected.
So if I down arrow.
Wi-Fi. Menu Bar.
Wi-Fi.
Wi-Fi. Wi-Fi is always available in Control Center.
So that's something that's always in Control Center, and you'll see that in the table there are a couple things that remain in the Control Center
Wi-Fi.
That you cannot change, but I'm going to continue going down this table.
Table, Bluetooth, AirDrop, do not disturb, keyboard brightness, screen mirroring, Control Center, display, menu bar, sound, menu bar in Control Center, now playing, menu bar in Control Center, now playing image.
So there's now playing.
Is always available in control. Now table. Accessibility shortcuts.
Accessibility shortcut. That's one that can be customized. So I'm going to VR right.
Accessibility shortcuts. Show in menu bar. Uncheck checkbox.
Show in menu bar.
Show in control center. Uncheck checkbox.
And show in control center. So any of these things that you'd want to have shown in each, either your menu bar or your control center. I picture the menu bar being an area where just a few quick access settings are, and the control center where you can have a more expansive list of quick settings. But of course, that's up to you depending on your needs and your use case. So I'm going to close out of this.
Finder.
And that's just a basic overview of control center. So now on to the new messages app. That is, I found, one of the most dramatic changes, at least to my use case of macOS, is the revamped messages app. And what they've done is they have apparently rewrote it to a Catalyst app, so it much closely parodies the Messages app on iOS and iPadOS. I'm going to open it now, and hopefully Siri will work for me. Open Messages.
Messages, Alex iMessage, window, edit text, is edit.
And Alex, in this case, context, is my colleague that I was messaging with earlier. So I'll VO left to give a sense of the interface.
Apps button.
The apps. I'll come back to that in a sec.
Messages collection.
So if I want to view the contents of my conversation, I'll just VO shift down arrow.
In messages collection. Your iMessage. Confetti. 4:56 p.m. group.
And that's what I said at 4:56 p.m. I'll VO left.
Alex, it worked. I am not sure what effect it was, but it worked. 4:55. Replay button. Your iMessage. This is a test of full screen message effects to verify that I...
Okay, so those are just messages that I sent. And of course, to find the most recent message, you go to the right.
Alex, your iMessage, confetti, heading read yesterday.
And that says that he read the message yesterday. So I'll get out of this.
Out of message.
And VO left.
Vertical splitter, 44 conversations.
And these are conversations. So I'm going to interact with this. And this is just basically a list of conversations.
In conversations collection, selected Alex, confetti, yesterday.
And for messages, for the new messages app, it's instead of a table, it's a collection. And in order to activate a conversation, you need to VO space on a conversation. So just keep that in mind, because that was one thing I had to get used to, is that because it's not a table anymore, I would need to select each conversation if I wanted to send a message to someone else. And as an example of how messages on macOS now parodies messages on iOS, I focused on Alex, and I'm going to VO command space.
Actions menu, 6 items.
And I now have 6 items in this actions menu.
Hide alerts.
Delete.
Replay button. Pin.
Pin, which is to show on top of everything, of other messages.
Press. Show menu.
Jump to messages collection. So I'm going to get out of that.
Replay.
And VO left again.
Alex, plus 1, 2.
That's Alex.
Alex, vertical splitter. 4 conversations, collect, search, toolbar.
And the toolbar.
Alex, so go in plus here. 1, 2, 0.
Alex.
Conversation details.
And that's where, if I wanted to share my location or hide alerts for this conversation, it would be in that VO.
Conversation.
And that's all that's in this toolbar. So I'm going to get out with VO, shift up arrow.
Out of toolbar.
And I'll VO right again.
Sir, vertical split, Alex, apps button, iMessage, apps, messages.
And in messages, in the messages collection.
In, Alex, it worked.
And I'm focused now on a message, and like on iOS, I can use actions to react, for example. So if I activate the actions menu with VO command space.
Actions menu, 6 item, copy, reply.
I can reply so that if I was in a group message, I could reply to an individual sender, and that helps keep the conversation tidy, because I found when you have a lot of messages sent by a lot of people, things can get a little convoluted. So you can do that.
React.
You can react.
Press.
You can press.
Show menu.
You show menu, which doesn't seem to do anything.
Jump to iMessage message text.
And jump to the message field.
Show press. React.
So for react, of course.
React Ali. Heart button.
You have the heart, which is like to love something.
Thumbs up button.
Thumbs up to like.
Thumbs down button.
Thumbs down to dislike.
Ha ha button.
Ha ha to laugh.
Exclamation button.
Exclamation.
Question mark button.
And question
message.
Mark.
Message. It worked.
So that's basically an idea of what you can do with messages and reacting to messages, but there's now something else you can do with the apps button. So I'm going to go to that to demonstrate this.
Emoji, record audio, iMessage, apps button. Emoji, iMessage, message, apps button, menu.
Apps, so if I then open the menu, so I'm going to down arrow.
Photos.
Photos. So if I want to send a picture.
Memoji stickers.
Memoji stickers. I've not explored that. I don't really know how that works.
Number images.
Hashtag images. That's, if, I think, for trending memes. Again, don't use that feature, so I can't speak to it a whole lot.
Message effects.
And message effects. And that would be, for example, if you write happy birthday, it will intelligently send balloons, animation of balloons. But to see what some of the effects are, I'm just going to select this.
Type a message to send it with an effect. iMessage message. Edit text is editing.
And it wants me to type a message, so
T-A-S-T. Apps button.
Menu. Select an effect.
Message effects. Apps button. Message. Send with love. Message effects collection. Select in. Message effects collection. Selected. Effect.
Interacted with that, so the
love
effect.
Button.
That's love.
Effect. Balloons button.
Balloons.
Effect. Invisible ink button.
Invisible ink.
Effect. Confetti button.
Confetti.
Effect. Slam button.
Slam.
Effect. Lasers button.
Lasers.
Effect. Loud button.
Loud.
Effect. Celebration button.
Celebration.
Effect. Echo button.
Echo.
Effect. Spotlight button.
Spotlight.
Effect. Fireworks button.
Fireworks.
Effect. Gentle button.
Gentle. And I don't know in what context someone would or wouldn't use these other than the balloons for happy birthday, but like iOS, they're there now on the Mac. And you can also receive messages with full screen effects that people send to you that you can view on your Mac. So that's just a basic overview of messages. And now I'd like to take you to just show you the sounds preferences pane, because one thing that macOS Big Sur has done is they've changed some of the system sounds, not necessarily voiceover sounds, but sounds, for example, when you press a key, you know, a keyboard key, when you're not in a text field, it will sound a little different. I think the best way to demonstrate this, I'm going to close the messages window.
Close window.
And notice
messages has no windows.
Messages has no windows, so there's nothing open, but the app is still running. So if I press just any letter on the keyboard, notice that sounds different from earlier versions of macOS, because they've done away with the old sounds and put new ones in. So I'm going to quit messages now and show you into sound preferences.
Finder.
Open sound preferences.
System preferences, sound, window, toolbar, sound, sound effects, selected, tab, one of three.
Sound effects, that's what I want.
Output, input, selected. Select a device for sound, input, select, out, sound effect. Alert sounds, table.
Alert sounds, so I'm gonna.
Breeze, boop.
This sound.
Breeze.
Breeze.
Bubble.
Bubble.
Crystal.
Crystal.
Funky.
Funky.
Heroin.
Heroin.
Jump.
Jump.
Mezzo.
Mezzo.
Pebble.
Pebble.
Plug.
Plug.
Pong. Sonar.
Sonar.
Sonumi.
Sonumi.
Submerge.
Submerge. So those are the sounds, the new sounds you can get from Big Sur. If you view right, you'll find also.
Play sound effects through. Selected sound output device. Alert volume. Mute. At 100 max. Play sound on startup. Check checkbox.
Play sound on startup. If you're a longtime Mac user or if you've had a Mac made before 2016, you may be used to the sound, the post sound when the computer turns on. Now you can choose, because new Macs by default didn't have that, but Big Sur has brought it back. So you can choose if you want that to play. You can just check this box.
Play user interface sound effects, check.
And that's just play user interface sound effects. That's always just been there. So that's an overview of some of the features that I find most important. Obviously, there are a lot more changes throughout the OS that I cannot cover in one recording, but hopefully that gives you an idea of some of what's new, and I hope you found this useful. Peace.
This Apple Vis podcast has been brought to you by the community of AppleVis.com for the latest in resources and tips and tricks to get you the best experience from your Apple. www.applevis.com.